Today's Amud is Yevamis Lamed Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. So a relatively lighter Amud today. Says the Mishnah, and it's kedai to get the family tree clear now, it's going to be the same family tree for the next three Mishnayos. Says the Mishnah, Shloisha Achin, you have three brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, and Shnayim Mehem, Nesu, and Shtei Achayos, and two of the brothers are married to two sisters, Ruvain and Shimon are married to Rachel and to Leah, Ruvain is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, Ve'echa Nasui Nachris, and Levi is married to a random lady. Levi is married to Mrs. Levi, not another sister of Rachel and Leah. So that's the family tree that we're going to have for the next three Mishnayos. Three brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ruvain's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to the sister Leah. And Levi's married to a Nachris. He's married to Mrs. Levi. So says the Mishnah like this. And this is where each Mishnah has a little bit of a different nuance. Says the Mishnah that what happened was, is that Meis Echo Mi Bali Achayos. One of the husbands of the sisters died. So let's say Ruvain died. Ruvain is one of the husbands of the sisters being Rachel and Leah. So one of the Bali Achayos died, Ruvain died. So now Rachel falls to Yibam. Who does she fall to? She doesn't fall to Shimon because Shimon is married to Leah. Shimon is married to Rachel's sister. So who does Rachel fall to? She falls to Levi. V'kanas nasui nachar says ishtoi. So Levi goes ahead and he's miyabim Rachel. So now Levi is married to Rachel and to Mrs. Levi. Umeis, and then Levi dies. So this is Yevamis Beizim and Aleph. Rachel and Mrs. Levi fall to Shimon. So Rachel is achis ishtoi and Mrs. Levi is tzaras achis ishtoi. So says the Mishnah, Harishaina, the first lady, referring to Rachel, who already fell before, she's Yaitza Misha Machis Isha. She doesn't fall to Shimon. She's Pater because she's Achis Isha, because she's Leah's sister. Vishnia and the second woman, the one who's falling now, Mrs. Levi, she goes out scot-free, Misham Tzarasa. She's the Tzaras Erva. So therefore, both Rachel and Mrs. Levi do not require anything. Says the Mishnah, let's say if after Ruvain died, again, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, Ruvain's married to Rachel, and after Ruvain died, and Rachel now falls to Levi, Levi never was Miyabim Rachel, instead, also be Maimer, all he did was he did Maimer, Umeis, and then he died. So after Levi did Maimer with Rachel, so now Levi dies. So in such a case, Nachris Chayletzes V'loy Misyavemes, Mrs. Levi, the Nachris, she requires chalitza, but she's not allowed to do yibam. Mida raisa, she's not a tzaras erva. Mida raisa, Levi's only married to one woman. He's only married to Mrs. Levi. He's not married to Rachel. And mameila, Mrs. Levi falls to yibam. She falls to yibam to Shimon. So Mrs. Levi can't go out scot-free, that's for sure. Mida raisa, she's not really a tzaras erva. However, mida rabbanan, Levi is married to Rachel. Since mida rabbanan, Levi is married to Rachel, on a derabbanan level, Mrs. Levi is a tzaras erva. Mamela, we don't allow Mrs. Levi to do yibam, but she does require chalitza from Shimon. That's the din of the Mishnah. Now says the Gemara is medayik, that haima da'avad b'maimer. It's clear from the Mishnah that the only reason why Mrs. Levi is not allowed to do yibam, the only reason why Mrs. Levi is not allowed to do yibam, she has to do chalitza, is because da'avad b'maimer, is because Levi did maimer with Rachel, and now that Levi did maimer with Rachel, so now at least on the Durabonan level, Mrs. Levi is like a Tzaras Erva, because now that Levi did Maimer with Rachel, so Midurabonan Levi is married to Rachel, and Mrs. Levi, Midurabonan, is a Tzaras Erva, that's why she's not allowed to do Yibam. Halayav b'Maimer, it's mashma from the Mishnah, that if Levi would not have done Maimer with Rachel, if he didn't do Maimer with Rachel, so then Nachris Yevumi Nami Miyavma. So then it would be mutter for Mrs. Levi to perform Yibum with Shimon. Then she wouldn't be a Tzaras Erva at all, not even Midrabana, because Levi never did Maimer with Rachel. And then it would be mutter for Shimon to be Miyabim Mrs. Levi. And that's a chiddush, because even without Maimer, there's still another reason why Mrs. Mrs. Levy should be like a Tzaras Erva Midrabanan, and that is because she's a Tzaras Erva Al Yedei Zika. Since Rachel has a Zika to Levi, and here it's only one Yavam, right? Because Rachel doesn't fall to Shimon. So since Rachel has a Zika to Levi, so Mrs. Levy should be like a Tzaras Erva through the Zika. So that's a chiddush you see from this Mishnah, that the Mishnah holds it's only if Levi did Maimer with Rachel, that's when Mrs. Levy is not allowed to do Yibam with Shimon, but without the Maimer, it would be Mutter, and we do not consider the Zika. So that's what Rav Nachman points out. I'm Rav Nachman, Zaysay Meris. You see from our Mishnah that Ein Zika Vafilu Bechad Acha, that the Tan of our Mishnah clearly holds Ein Zika even by one Yavam, because in this case, Rachel's only falling to one Yavam, she's only falling to Levi, and still Ein Zika, which is why without Maimer, so then it would be Mutter for Shimon to do Yibam with Mrs. Levy, because then Mrs. Levy is not a Tzaras Erva. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Shleisha Achim, again, the same setup, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shnai Mehem, Nesu, and Shtei Achayos, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, Ve'echa Nasei Nachris, and Levi is married to Mrs. Levy. Now in this case, things are a little bit different from the next step and on. That Meis Hanasui Nachris. What happens is not that Reuven dies like we had in the first Mishnah, but rather in this case, Levi dies. The Nasui Nachris, Levi, is the one who dies, and now Mrs. Levi falls to Yibam to both of the brothers, to Reuven and to Shimon. She falls to Yibam to Reuven and Shimon. What happened was, is Ukanas Echami Bali Achayes Ishtoi. So now one of the husbands of the sisters married Mrs. Levi. Let's say Reuven. Reuven did Yibam with Mrs. Levi. So now Reuven is married to Rachel and to Mrs. Levi. And Shimon is married to Leah. Umeis, and then Reuven dies. Reuven now dies. So now Rachel and Mrs. Levi are falling to Shimon. So again, that's Yevamas Beizam and Aleph. It's an Erva. Rachel is an Achis Isha to Shimon. So she's falling to Yibam. And Mrs. Levi is now a Tzaras Erva. Tzaras Achis Isha. So it's Yevamas Beizam and Aleph. That the halacha is Harishayna Yaitzeis Misham Achis Isha. The Reuven's first wife, Rachel, she goes out Misham Achis Isha. Meaning she doesn't require even Chalit. Ushnia and Mrs. Levi, Reuven's second wife, she also goes out. She doesn't require chalitza mishum tzarasa because she's a tzaras achis isha. She's a tzaras erva. That's regular din of yavamas beizam and aleph. Now, what's the case if, let's say, after Levi died? And Mrs. Levi now falls to Reuven and Shimon. And so until now we had that Reuven did Yibam with Mrs. Levi. Reuven went ahead and Reuven was Miyabi Mrs. Levi. Says the Mishnah, what's the din of Asaba Maimeru Meis? Let's say Reuven, instead of doing Yibam with Mrs. Levi, all he did was Maimer with Mrs. Levi. So now Reuven is only married Midarabanan to Mrs. Levi. Mrs. Levi still requires Chalitza Midaraisa. So Nachris Chaletzas Vlemis Yavemis. So that's the din. When Rachel and Mrs. Levi now fall to Shimon, so it's true that on a Durabanan level, Mrs. Levi is like a Tzaras Erva, but Midaraisa she's not. Midaraisa she's still really falling from Levi. Midaraisa, not her Zika from Levi was never taken care of. All Reuven did was Maimer. So therefore, Nachris Chaylatzas Vloy Misyavemes. Shimon has to make sure to do Chalitza with Mrs. Levi, but of course he's not going to be able to do Yibam. Well, first of all, because Midarabanan she's a Tzaras Erva, and also because Reuven already did Maimer with her, so obviously Shimon cannot do Yibam with Mrs. Levi. Now says the Gemara that Hasu Lamali, why do I need this Mishnah? L'chayra hainu hach. It's really the same chiddush that you see from the Reisha. Meaning, in the first Mishnah, we had it that Rachel is the one who fell to Yibam, and Levi did Maimer with Rachel. Right? Rachel fell to Yibam, and Levi did Maimer with Rachel. So Rachel was now an Erva through the Maimer, a wife of Levi through the Maimer, and Mamela, Mrs. Levi, was a Tzaras Erva through that Maimer that Levi did with Rachel. And the second Mishnah, it's basically the same thing, just the reverse. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Mrs. Levi becomes like a Tzaras Erva through Reuven's Maimer with Mrs. Levi. It's the same idea. Mrs. Levi in both cases is becoming a Tzaras Erva through the Maimer. Just in the first Mishnah, Mrs. Levi was the full wife, and Rachel, the Erva, was the wife through the Maimer. And in the second Mishnah, it's the reverse. Rachel is the full wife of Reuven, and Mrs. Levi is the wife through the Maimer. Maimer. But in both cases, it's basically the same idea. It's a Tzaras Erva through Maimer. So what's the Chiddush of the second Mishnah? And more than that, ask the Gemara that really it's a Kavachimer. That Hashta, once you have the first Mishnah, so then the second Mishnah is Pashut. Because Uma Hasam, the Achis Isha, have Yitzara L'Nachris. In the first Mishnah, where the Achis Isha became the Tzara to the Nachris, meaning the Achis Isha is the one who did the Maimer, and the Nachris was the real wife, so it was only an Erva, it was only a Tzara's Erva through Maimer, meaning the Erva was only a wife through Maimer. The Achis Isha became the Tzara to the Nachris, and yet still, even though the Erva is not really Levi's wife, she was only a wife through Maimer, and yet still, Amran Amrit Nachris Asura, and still you said that the wife through Maimer, the Erva, even though she's only a wife through Maimer, she's able to pattern the Nachris. So hach over here, the Nachris have Yitzara L'Achis Isha, where the Achis Isha is a real wife, is a full-fledged wife, and the Nachris only became a wife through Maimer, so Lo Kol Shekein, so all the more so, the Erva is going to pater her. If an Erva could answer her for Yibam, even though she's only a wife through Maimer, like in the first Mishnah, where the Erva was only a wife through Maimer, and still she answers the Nachris, so Kol Shekein, when she's a real wife, she's going to answer the Nachris, so why would I need the second Mishnah? So says the Gemara in Achanami, Be'etzem you don't. Once you have the first Mishnah, the din of the second Mishnah is obvious. It's a Kol Shekein. However, says the Gemara that Tana Hach Tana Bereisha, the Tana first taught the second Mishnah. It first only held of this second Chiddush, the Mishnah that we're doing right now. It first and only held of this Chiddush, Vaha Chazi Lehetera. And really it held that the din in the first Mishnah is that it would be Mutter. Meaning, the Tan HaGufa. The Tana held that it's only when the Erva is a full wife, so that's when she answers the Tzara. But if the Erva is only a wife through Maimer, so then she's not going to answer the Nachar. She's not going to answer the Tzara. And so therefore, V'hachazi la'atera v'sharia. And then it was takamater in the case of the first Mishnah. However, V'hadar chazi le'isura. Then the Tana said, wait a second, actually, you know what? I think the din in the first Mishnah is that it's taka going to be aser. And it was a big chiddush that at first he held in the din of the first Mishnah, it being that the Erva is only a wife through Maimer, so she's not going to ask for the Nachris will be Mutter. And then he had a chiddush that no, even in that case, the Nachris is going to be Aser. So now that he had this chiddush, and he was very excited about it, so V'ayinda de Chavivalei, since it was so chaviv to him, it was so special, because it was a chiddush, so Akdama, so he put that Mishnah first, even though it was a chiddush that he came up with second, but being that it was chaviv to him, so the Tana put the first Mishnah in its place over here first. However, so now technically once you had that first Mishnah, you don't need the second Mishnah anymore, but that much he wasn't going to do. He wasn't going to delete now the second Mishnah, because Mishnah Leizazimim Kaima. Once you have a Mishnah, you're not so quick to just go ahead and delete it, maybe because they memorized it, it was part of what they knew, so he wasn't going to delete the Mishnah. And that's why we have both Mishnayos, even though technically speaking, once you have the first one, Enachanami, you don't need the second Mishnah. Says the Mishnah now, the third Mishnah of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, again, the exact same setup. You have Shalisha Achin, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayos. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'echon Nasui Nachris. And Levi is married to Mrs. Levi. Now this Mishnah says like this. Meis Echem Mibalei Achayos. One of the husbands of the sisters dies. So let's say Reuven dies. And now Rachel falls to Yibam. She doesn't fall to Shimon, because Shimon's married to Leah, but she falls to Levi. Ukine ukanas nasui nachris es ishtoi, and Levi goes ahead, and Levi is miyabim Rachel, so now Levi is married to Rachel and to Mrs. Levi. Umesa ishtoi shalsheni, and then Shimon's wife dies, meaning Leah dies. So now Leah's died. Now Shimon's not married to anyone anymore. And Levi is married to Rachel and to Mrs. Levi. And then Levi dies. So now Rachel and Mrs. Levi fall to Shimon. Or do they? That's the Shaila. Meaning Rachel Be'etzim already fell before when Reuven died. And at that time, Rachel was usher to Shimon als Achis Isha. Because Shimon at that time was married to Leah. Now Leah is not a wife anymore. And now Rachel's falling from Levi. The Shaila is does Rachel really fall now to Shimon? Is she allowed, is she mutter to Shimon? Says the Mishnah that no. Harezu asura ilav ilamis. Rachel is always going to be asur to Shimon. Mamela also the tzara will be a tzara serva. But Rachel is always going to be asur to Shimon. Hail v'nesra ilav sha'achas. Since at one point she already fell to Shimon be'etzem, when Reuven died, and she was asur to Shimon, al tzachis Isha, so Mamela, once she became Asra, Tzachis Isha, so her Ashes Ach never goes away. So now she's always going to be an Ashes Ach of Reuven, and that Isser is never going to go away. So even though technically speaking, now that Levi dies, Rachel's not an Achis Isha anymore, because now Leah died as well, Leah already died, so now technically speaking, Rachel is not an Achis Isha to Shimon, still she's going to be Asra to Shimon because of the original Ashes Ach from when she fell from Reuven. Since she was already Asra at that time, she was Asra to Shimon, so her Ashes Ach is never going to leave her, but at least klape Shimon. So that's the din of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara now, statement from Rav, which really seems to be the exact same din of the Mishnah, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, something that we had before, that kol yavama sheina nikaira ba b'shas nefila yavama yava yaleha. Anytime yavama, I cannot say about her that she her yavam should be miyabim her. Anytime b'shas nefila, the yavam is not able to be miyabim her, harehi ke'eshes ach sheyesh labanim ve'asura. So once she was asur sha'achas, she's nesra alav ilamis, her eshes ach is never going to leave her. Once at the Shas Nefila, the Eishas Ach, there was no Heter Yibam, so Mamela, she remains with the Isser Eishas Ach, and that Isser never goes away. That's the din of Rav, which we've quoted before. Now, as the Gemara, now in the context of our Mishnah, this statement of Rav is problematic. My Kamash Malon, what's Rav coming to teach us with this statement? Luchaira Tanina, Luchaira, that's the exact same din as our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Shemin is not allowed to be Miyabim Rachel because Arezu Asua Lavei Lam. She's ushered to him forever. Hayel v'nesra lav sha'achas, since she was already ushered to him at the time that she fell originally. So what's Rav coming to add? L'chaira, Rav is telling us the din of our Mishnah. We don't need Rav to tell us something which is a Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Mahu d'tema. Without Rav, if I just would have had our Mishnah, I could have thought to say that it's true, I know of the site of Nesra, but maybe Hani Mili, Hecha Dola Yechazila Benefila Rishaina. Maybe that's only in a case where the Yavama, where the Shemeris Yavam, the Yavama, wasn't even fit to the Yavam by the original Nefila. Like in the case of our Mishnah, Rachel was not fit to Shimon at the time that she fell. At the time that Rachel fell, so Shimon was married to Leah, and it was only after Levi was miyabim Rachel that Leah then died. But what would be if Leah died before Levi did the Yibam? What would be if after Reuven died and Rachel falls to Yibam, so at that time Rachel only falls to Levi, but then Leah dies. Leah died during the Nefila. Leah died before Levi ever did the Yibam. So Ema Tishteri, so I might think, so now the Eishas Ach will go away, because it is Bishas Nefila Rishayna. At some point during the Nefila Rishayna, she was mutter to Tashemin. So I might think that now that Eishas Ach will go away, and Rachel will be mutter to Shimon. Kamash Malon, the member of Rav, then no. Rav tells us that it has to be b'shas nefila. At the moment she falls, that's when there has to be a heter to do yibam. If there's no heter at the moment she falls, even if the heter is created later, before Levi ever does the yibam, still it's going to be aser for Shimon to be miyabim Rachel. That's the chiddush of Rav, something which you don't necessarily see from our Mishnah. That's something you wouldn't know when you learn our Mishnah. However, as the Gemara, it's true, you're 100% right, that I don't know that din from our Mishnah, but Hanami Tanina. I don't know it from our Mishnah, but I know that from a different Mishnah. A Mishnah that we're going to have soon on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there describes a case of Shnei Achen. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They're Nesu and Shtei Achayos. They're married to two sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. And Meis Achen Mehem, and Reuven dies, so now Rachel falls to Yibam, or she doesn't really, though, because Shimon is married to Leah. But then Shimon's wife, but then Leah, she dies. So now is Shimon allowed to be Miyabim Rachel? Says the Mishnah, no. Harezu Asura, love Elamis, have an Esra, love Sha'achas. That since at the Chas Nefila, Rachel was also to Shimon, so Mamela, she's also forever. So you already see that Chiddush over there in the Mishnah on Lamed Beis. You already see this idea that even though at some point during that first Nefila, she became Motar to Shimon, it doesn't matter. She's also, since at the moment she felt she was also, so Mamela, she's also forever. So why do I need Rav to tell us this idea? L'chayr, it's something you could see from the Mishnah on Lamed Beis. So says the Gemara, not really. Because Ma'u Detema, that Mishnah is a little bit of a smaller Chiddush than what Rav is saying on our Mishnah. Ma'u Detema, I could have thought, if all I would have had was the Mishnah on Lamed Beis, so I could have said that Hasam Hu De'idchila Mahai Beis Legamri. That the reason why, even though after Leah dies, the reason why Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabim Rachel is because since at the time that Reuven died, when Rachel fell to Yibam, Shimon was married to Leah, even though it's true Leah then dies, but since Shimon was at the time of the Nefila, Shimon was married to Leah, and there was no one that Rachel could do Yibam to, because there was no Levi, it was just two brothers, it was just Reuven and Shimon, so there was no one for Rachel to stay around for, so once she was Nidcha from that bias, meaning there was no one in the family for her to do Yibam with, so Mamela she just goes out scot-free, and even after Leah dies, that's not going to then bring Rachel back in, because once she was Nidcha from the bias, so she's gone, she's out of the house. But in our case, where we have three brothers, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah. And Reuven dies, and now Rachel falls to Yibam, so it's true that Shimon's married to Leah, but that doesn't allow Rachel to leave the house, because she's still Zakuk to Levi. So maybe in this case, if Leah then dies, before Levi does Yibam, if Leah then dies, so maybe it's going to be mutter for Shimon to be Miyabim Rachel. I don't have any Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos which would tell me otherwise. Maybe in such a case, Aval Hacha Dulei Idchila Mehay Beisos Legamre, says the Gemara, in our Mishnah, in our case, we are, after Reuven dies, Rachel does not leave the house completely because she's still Zakuk to Levi. So Ema Migu Dechazi Lahai. So Nasi Nachris Chazi Nami Lahai. Since she's fit to Levi, the one who's married to the Nachris, so maybe after Leah dies, so now she could also do Yibam with Shimon and Kamashmon. Rav, that's what Rav's coming to tell us then, no. Since at the first moment she fell, I couldn't say about her, Yivamah Yavayaleha, so Mamela she's Asra Elamis, and that's not something I see from the Mishnah. That's why I needed Rav to tell us this halacha.